Hallelujah and shalom. We are going back to scriptures again. We want to look at Galatians chapter 4 and verses 21 all the way to 31 as we conclude this chapter. This is the chapter that helps us to see the immaturity, the process of immaturity. We discovered the first session we looked at it is that it's dangerous to be immature, and because of immaturity, the enemy takes advantage. We are not also able to appropriate or to get the whole inheritance, and we are under trustees and we are under the law. We are no longer than a slave. We are no different from a slave, though we are children. And we discovered that God did not inherit the children of Israel because they were young, they were immature. He had said, "I will inherit you little by little until you grow up. That's the time you can be able to take charge." Otherwise, he said, "If I give you the land, wild animals will fill those places, and the wild animals will kill you, will destroy you." And so, it's a good thing for us to grow, because as we grow, we'll be able not to be tossed by every wind of doctrine that keep coming. So number two, another session in the book of Galatians chapter 4, that's the second session in chapter 4, we looked at the process through which children are controlled, or the children are taken back from the right path to the wrong path. And we discover that the first stage, the first sign, is to alienate, is to separate the children from their father. It is very, very common for people who are called agitators, who are called false teachers. They begin by planting a seed of discord, a seed of disloyalty, a seed of hatred to their father. They separate. And Paul had said that the objective is to separate the children from their father. And when they are separated, from that time, they can be taken away and they are lured and they are controlled. Remember, Paul was saying that when I first came to you, I came to you and I was sick. And I was suffering, probably from an eye problem, but they did not see that. They said, "You could even have taken your eye and give it to me. You did not see my struggle. You could have rejected me because of my condition, but you took me as an angel of light. You took me as Christ himself." In this session now, we want to look at one of the things that makes children maybe to get controlled, and that is the covenant. The covenant. They are made to make some agreements, and we want to look at those agreements. And Paul will be using the dynamics of two alternatives to help us understand that when children are at the crossroads, they are not able to make decisions, the right decisions. Even with the only two alternatives, he will be talking about two women to help us understand. He'll be talking about two covenants. He'll be talking about two sons. He'll be talking about two decisions. He'll be talking about two mountains. But the idea is to help us understand that when we are in a time of making decision and we have got two alternatives, it becomes very hard when we are confronted by two alternatives. The immature are not able to make the right decisions. And Paul used this as an illustration of women. Two women, two children, two covenant to help them understand their struggle. They are really struggling, but they're struggling because of the their immaturity. And Paul says, tell me, you who want to live under the law, do you know what the law actually says? Look, you want to live under the law, but do you know what the law says? Do you know what the law demands? Do you know that if you want to live under the law, you have to fulfill every clause of the law? Do you know that if you are under the law, if you break one part of the law, you have broken the whole of it? It's like the games we normally do. And you are doing 20 steps, maybe. But if you make one wrong, you start all over again. Even if you have gone number 19 and you make it a wrong, you go back again in level one. You remember those games? That's what he's saying. Do you know what the law says? Children don't know what the law says, but they want to live under Sharia. The scripture says, now he gives what the law says. The scripture says that Abraham had two sons. He compares them now, one from the slave wife and the other from his free-born wife. That's Sarah. And that's Hagar, is the slave wife. And the other one is free-born wife, which is Sarah. The son of the slave wife, or the son of Hagar, that is Ishmael. The son of the slave wife is the Ishmael, who is the son of Sarah, was born in a human effort. You remember that? To bring about the fulfillment of God's promise. Now, this is when people want to fulfill God's promise by their own effort. So these people want to live under the law. You remember, God had promised to bless Abraham with a nation. But Abraham did not even have a child. And when Abraham and Sarah discovered, they were very old. And Sarah was past childbearing age, menopause. And Abraham was an old man. Sarah decided to bring her maid, Hagar, to Abraham. That was the way of culture then, so that the child they get, Sarah would accommodate that child and become her own child, so that God would fulfill and make the promise that God had promised with Abraham. But God had not said that it is through Sarah. He had said it is through Hagar. No, God had not said that he's going to bless Abraham through Hagar, but to bless Abraham through Sarah or Sarai. And so here we are saying that they were trying to fulfill God's promise, but in human effort. This is what children do. They are struggling to please their God through effort. But the son of the free-born wife was born of God's own fulfillment of the promise. You have to wait. They had to wait until God give the child through Sarah. These two women serve as an illustration of God's two covenants. Now, look, we are talking about here now, the idea we are talking about in this session is comparing the old covenant and the new covenant. Are we living under the old covenant, under the new covenant? The old covenant is about the law. The new covenant is about the fulfillment of the law through the coming of Jesus. Now, if we want to live under the old covenant, we want to know that we are behind schedule because we are already in the new covenant. So the two women are given here to illustrate the two covenants. The first woman, or the first covenant, Hagar, represents Mount Sinai. He gives another mountain out here where people received the law that enslaved them. You see, they received the law. And we said it was after 40 years after God had promised Abraham. And now, Jerusalem is just like Mount Sinai in Arabia, because she and her children lived in slavery to the law. But the other woman, Sarah, represents the heavenly Jerusalem, the new covenant. She is the free woman, and she is our mother. As Isaiah said, rejoice, O childless woman, you who have never given birth, but break into a joyful shout, you who have never been in labor. For the desolate woman now has more children than the woman who lives with her husband. And you, dear brothers and sisters, are children of the promise, just like Isaac. But you are now being persecuted by those who want you to keep the law, just as Ishmael, the firstborn just like Ishmael, the child born by human effort, persecuted Isaac, the child born by the power of the Spirit. But what does the scripture say about that? Get rid of the slave woman, that's Hagar, and her son Ishmael. For the son of the slave woman will not share in inheritance with a free woman's son. So, dear brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman. We are children of the free woman. Free woman. Now, here particularly, Paul is using this illustration to show the two covenants, the old covenant and the new covenant. The old covenant is represented by human effort to fulfill God's promise, is that they are under the law. They're struggling to keep the law, but you cannot be able to keep the law. They are enslaved in that. But they were given that law as a taskmaster, as a schoolmaster, until the seed of Abraham, that is Jesus Christ, would come. But once the seed is come, the law is fulfilled. So Paul is saying that we cannot allow slavery to be brought back to our lives again. We get rid of the slave and her son. We get rid of those that power to enslave again, because we are under the new covenant. We are children born of the promise. Jesus has come. Now, children are not able to make much decision because of those covenants. May we realize that we are in the new covenant. In the new covenant, it has brought more children. Just like Isaiah prophesied, that more children are born to this woman who may not have a husband, because it is of the new covenant, because it is done by God. It is the fulfillment of God's promise. May the Lord help us to hold on to the promises of God, to the covenant, to the new covenant. Father, we hold on to the covenant of grace, the covenant of Jesus Christ. Help us not to be lured from the presence of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.